This is episode number 67 of the Business Growth Podcast. Today, I'm talking with Evan Tardy. He's the president of Dr. Axe, which is one of the largest health and wellness companies out there. In fact, they're projected to do $100 million this year. They create some of the greatest content out there, and they follow some very sound and simple principles that help their business grow. In this interview, we're going to be talking about the principle of going an inch wide and a mile deep. We're also going to be talking about providing insight versus information and how Evan helps lead the team and create some autonomy and energy that get everyone excited and on the same path to success. This really is a fascinating interview. Evan is an amazing guy. And some of the insights in here are totally different than different interviews we've had in the past because of their sheer volume of hitting that $100 million level. So let's dive into this interview and hear what Evan has to say.
This is the Business Growth Podcast. We have unscripted conversations with founders and owners about scaling and growing a business. Here's your host, Spencer Shaw.
Hey, listeners. Today, I want to welcome you to my special guest, Mr. Evan Tardy. How are you doing?
Doing good.
I'm glad to have you on here. We've known each other for a couple of years. Fell out of contact because of my laziness, and luckily a friend said, hey, you guys need to be connecting again, and what better way than us talking here on the podcast?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Awesome. So, if our listeners may know a little bit about you, if they've been in e-commerce space or if they've done marketing, a lot of the time you are behind the stage. But what would be great would be for you to kind of give a quick story of introduction of who you are. And then we can jump into some pretty cool topics about how you've really like had a company just explode in growth. And we can demystify that and then talk about the culture you built with that company. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Awesome. Yeah, right on. So I'm Evan Tardy. I'm the president of DrAxe.com. We started about 6.5, 7 years ago online. And I met Dr. Axe through a mutual friend of ours. And he kind of shared the vision of wanting to kind of take, he was running a chiropractic clinic at the time. And his vision was to take that message that he was sharing with his patients in his clinic and then get it to a broader audience and all over, you know, the U.S. He had patients that had said, this is great. You know, I'm getting these paper newsletters, you know, in the office about nutrition, and they wanted to send it to their cousin in New York or their brother in California. Things slowly started growing. So I connected with Dr. Axe, and he said, hey, have you read The 4-Hour Workweek? I said, no. He said, have you read Crush It? I'm like, no. And so he kind of, you know, in the rest of that conversation, he shared the vision. And so I called him back the next week. I'm like, I read both those books. I love it. You know, I haven't done any of this before, but, you know, we'll figure it out. And if I have to stack chairs, you know, to be a part of the mission, I will. I love what you're doing. So he said, great, call me when you get to town. I called him the next month, you know, and I'm like, I'm here. Let's go. And so headed over to his house, and we started off his kitchen table. And so that's kind of how we got started. He was still running his chiropractic clinic, and I was picking up stuff online, and you know, we set up a little Shopify store, and slowly we launched some programs and some other supplement products that were unique to us. And then we started figuring out a few things that worked and tried to do more of that and less of the stuff that didn't work. And over the last 2-3 years, things have really kind of started to pick up for us to where in the last 5 years, we've had 2, 3, 4, then 5x year-over-year growth, which last year got us on the Inc. 500 list. And then they haven't announced it officially yet, but it looks like we might hit the list again this year for fastest growing companies in America. So that's what I'm up to. And, you know, I'm really passionate about building teams that look forward to Monday. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, building a reliable team and that loves the work you do and is really where it's at.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty cool story. There's a lot of amazing things within those gaps that we'll cover in this conversation. I'd like to talk about the current team. So give me a snapshot of what that current team looks like and what that culture is. Like, what's the size of team and culture and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're about 65 people on the direct-to-customer channel or side of our business. About half of that is our content, research, editors, graphic design team. So about half of our team is content. The other half is ops, marketing, and then, you know, our finance people that kind of help run the business.
Okay. And are you guys all in-house or is that outsourced?
So, yeah, everyone's full-time employee in-house. We have a couple, you know, contractors along the way that have helped us kind of get started on projects a little bit quicker or bridge the gap until we're able to hire someone full-time. But, yeah, 65 full-time on staff. Half of them are remote, and then the other half are actually in the office here in Nashville.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah. And are you able to say ballpark of where Dr. Axe's sales volume right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So in 2015, we were about 11.5 million yearly revenue. 2016, we did about 47 million. And our goals for this year are to hit closer to 100 million.
Wow. That is like some serious growth.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's fast and crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
Okay. So let's talk about some of that growth. I do know growing like that, I'm not going to say it's like hard. but it's not easy. It's in that area where who was it? I was talking with it was Dan Norris, I guess. Where it's a momentum thing. You've seen like those punching bags, like those clown punching bags that have the thing of sand in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And like you hit it and it falls over, but it has that weight that brings it back up top. So you've been able to steer the ship in direction. So tell us, what kind of things have you done to go from 11 to 40 and what you're going to go from 40 to 100?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think for us, we like to keep things very simple. I think there can kind of be the misconception that growth like that requires a lot of complicated pieces and the kind of the black box, you know, mysticism around that a lot of the gurus may kind of promote, that you have to buy their course, you know, to get the black box secrets. And we found it's just not the case, you know. For us, we have everything we do, we hold ourselves to a really high standard. So our content team that I was talking about a minute ago, you know, we have researchers, writers, graphic designers, and Dr. Axe's standard from the beginning when we produce content is we want to produce the best piece of content. If we're writing about coconut oil, for example, we want to produce the best piece of content on coconut oil on the internet. So if there's another article on coconut oil that's better than ours, we want to do better than that, you know? And so that's not just information, that's insight, right? So it's how to, it's, you know, the benefits of coconut oil, you know, how it's going to help you, but then also how you can incorporate these healthful ingredients into your life with recipes, meal plans, ideas like that. And so, and then we have infographics and great images. And so we really put a lot of effort into just giving a ton of value up front. And that's kind of what we focused on from day one. And so in the background, one of the things that's helped with our growth is kind of the SEO and the organic reach that our main site gets. We've gone from about this time last year, we're doing about 3 million unique visitors a month, to last month we did just shy of 13 million unique visitors. And then our goal is to hit 20 million unique visitors per month by the end of this year. And so for us, you know, it kind of was that slow climb. And then every update that Google rolled out on their algorithm change, we benefited from, because for us, it wasn't about quick wins or cutting corners, is about delivering that just unbelievable value. And so for us, that's kind of our standard, you know, from content to products to our programs. We don't want to just give out information. We want to give out insight. You know, information is everywhere. But really that insight is what I think people are looking for. So for us, focusing on content and value first has really, really served us well.
You know, I, doing my homework, and our team put together like some research on this. Holy crap, you guys control all of like, the if you're saying like benefits of coconut oil, Dr. Axe. If you go in, like, I'm talking like bone broth, Dr. Axe, like everything. Yeah. And we just looked and I said, this is world-class content, world-class design, experience. How did you do that from the beginning? Because it's easy for listeners that are looking at your product right now, where the site is, the content is. Was it always like that at the beginning, or has it incrementally gotten better every time?
Yeah, great question. You know, sitting on the other side of it 5 years ago, we had no visitors. No one knew who we were except for the, you know, patients in the clinic. And we were hustling, you know, and I mentioned Crush It early on is kind of how they're kind of our founding documents in a way. But just really modeling what Gary Vaynerchuk had done and giving out massive value and showing up and knowing that the first year, you may not see the results you want. The second year, you'll start to see some momentum. Year three, by sticking at it, you've outlasted 95% of your competition. Mm-hmm. And so if you make it there and you focus on value and giving massive, massive value, for us at least, that's when things really kind of started to take off. But yeah, in the early days, it was, you know, we were using Upwork and Elance and to kind of scrap things together, bootstrapping things, getting creative. But we still focused on, in the early days, growing our email newsletter. We said no to a lot of social media channels. We just focused on Facebook. And we would rather go deep on one channel than kind of go shallow on all of them. So for us, it was Facebook and our newsletter and the content on our website. And we knew, you know, we didn't have all of the things figured out at that time, but we knew if we kept giving value and kept showing up, eventually we would figure something out, you know? And so over time by doing that, we did. And really it's, for us reading, Quick Sprout, you know, Neil Patel's blog is super helpful. And then Copy Blogger, you know, they have a lot of great, SEO basics and really it's not much more crazy than that, than just kind of following what the experts are saying out there. I mean, you know, it's the resources are out there just between those two blogs, but it's really doing it that's going to separate you, I think, from a lot of the competition.
Absolutely. Our mutual friend John Price said that Evan Tardy is the guy that goes an inch wide and a mile deep. and yeah, it's so true. So, you know, I took a snapshot of where you guys are on social. And you've got about 200,000 Facebook fans or followers. But what's really surprising, isn't that right?
So we're at about 1.6 million.
Okay, then Facebook. I must have taken the wrong number.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
But your YouTube is like over 500,000.
Over 500,000. Yeah, it's crazy.
So, you know, we've got this dilemma of you've got Facebook, you've got YouTube, you've got Instagram, and pulls you in all these directions. How do you, as the president of this company, say, here's where we need to steer the ship and go a mile deep?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I forget who said it. One of the founders of early Silicon Valley startups back in the day said, if we have data, let's go with data. If all we have are opinions, let's go with mine.
That's
great. Yeah, right. So that's kind of, you know, we operate by, we really look at data, you know, more than anything. And that's one of the pieces that we've really tried to plug into the culture here is this culture of data and metrics and looking at, you know, creating a meritocracy. So the best ideas win based on data and not based on your rank or position in the company. And that comes from Dr. Axe himself. You know, he's he's instilled a lot of autonomy into the team, and then this culture of data as well. So, you know, that really trickles up from the owner, and then he's instilled that in me. And so I work to kind of carry that out onto the team as well.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. You mentioned email. That's something that you and I had conversations around years ago.
Yeah.
And email has definitely been like that lifeblood of the business.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about email and how that's affected the business and this growth.
Yeah. So email, you know, like I said, for us from early on, we decided to say no. I'm a big fan of the book. It's right here next to me, called Essentialism, by, what's his name? Chris McCallum. And that book really talks about kind of this idea of going an inch wide and a mile deep. But for us, in saying, getting good at saying no to a lot of stuff. And so for us, being able to say no to other social channels, to other live events and other things that other people in our space were doing that seemed to be working well for them, and really focusing on, you know, we got some advice early on to build your newsletter and, you know, to grow your social channels. And so we just decided to focus. And so for us, email is where it's at. So doing the basics, you know, the blocking and tackling of creating a free ebook, you know, as a lead gen that, again, focuses on insight, not just more information. You know, I think that's what is really, you could come up with the best headline. You could do all this stuff that is out there and it works, you know, as far as the tactics to get an opt-in or to, you know, to name your ebook in a certain way where people are going to go for it. But at the end of the day, providing that insight, not more information is really, if you get that right, you know, you're going to be, that's your 80-20 right there. You're set up for success, from growing your list. So in my opinion, for us, giving that insight, creating a valuable ebook and then growing the organic traffic, it's not really like a complicated system. But it's, you know, we put out what we believe is really premium content. Which attracts visitors from Google. And we have opt-ins throughout our site for people to get on our newsletter. And then what we're giving them to get on is something that we think is pretty insightful and helpful. And then once they're on, we just keep pouring on the value. And then after a few weeks of them being on our newsletter, we'll say, hey, we're doing we just launched a new product, you know, do a 48-hour free shipping promo if you want to go check it out. And that's really what fueled us early on when we launched product was we'd buy 1,000 units, you know, as kind of the minimum order quantity for our first run of supplements. And we'd go to our list and say, hey, you know, the product just arrived, do a free shipping promo. And we would sell out, you know, in 24 to 36 hours, which was great. But on the bad side of it was, you know, we had 8-week lead time. So then we had to wait 8 weeks for product to arrive, you know, and so kind of slowly figuring that out and figuring out dialing in our lead times and being able to do a promotion but have more product coming on the way so we're not, you know, in these out of stock periods for 8 weeks. That was another kind of learning curve and thing we had to figure out along the way. But really, I think to get back to your earlier question, your original question, for us focusing on email, I still think that's where it's at today. You know, the gold is in the list. You know, I mean, it really is there. So for us, focusing on email and then delivering value, there's all kinds of advanced things that you can do once your list starts to grow that, you know, you've shared with me, as far as, you know, making sure you're hitting inboxes and your deliverability is up and you're not, you know, triggering spam filters. But at the end of the day, if the philosophy is, man, we want to provide massive, massive value first, and then we throw in some sales and promotions every once in a while. For us, that's kind of been a winning formula.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's exactly how it is because, you know, lots of people say email's dead, and it's totally not. Email's more valuable than ever because of API connections like with Full Contact. Now you can understand your customers better than ever.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to a differentiator of insight versus information. So could you unpack that a little bit and help our our listeners, because that's, I think that's really one of those pivotal moments
yes.
of what people can apply. So what is that insight versus information that you're referring to?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, everyone's heard it. We're in the information age. You can find, you know, anything online. People don't have the, a great example that was shared with me from Nicholas Kuzmich, one of my friends, had shared recently. He's like, who was the 18th president of the United States? You know, we're kind of in a group of friends and no one knows that, you know, I mean, they shouldn't, right? And in 2 minutes, you know, he just holds up his, or 2 seconds, he holds up his little Google thing and Google who was the 18th president and gets it. And so he's like, people, you know, information is easy and everywhere, but the insight of what should I do next, right? Of I have this unique situation and I need a trusted advisor, a trusted expert to help me here. That is what's rare, right? And so I think insight, something, intuition and really a depth of understanding the topic and then being able to provide that for people in a meaningful way is really kind of what it comes down to. So, does that kind of answer the question?
I think so. That's a great example of, you know, the accessibility on our phone, but as far as providing someone. So, you know, there's a couple rabbit holes I want to go down and I know we're limited on time, but I'll say this. The Dr. Axe brand, you led with value and information, and now that's been able to provide products, and your product line has greatly expanded, and it's because people know, like, and trust him and see him as that advisor. So let's talk about developing products and deciding which products to come out with
and
which products to expand.
Absolutely. So we have, you know, we're a health and wellness company. So we have online programs that we walk people through, and then we have supplements. So on the supplement side, part of that has really just come from Dr. Axe's intuition by being in the industry and working hand in hand with patients. You know, he had 1,000 patients a week coming through his clinic. So just his intuition on what people are needing, what they're looking for, and kind of what's available out there and how we could provide something unique, we kind of had a little bit of an unfair advantage with just kind of his expertise. But one of the things that we've used to kind of back up that intuition is data. So like we were talking about a minute ago, so tools like SEM Rush or SimilarWeb, you know, we're able to go in and look at how many people are actually searching for this thing, and then we could compare just kind of the volume that's out there even looking for, you know, for us, something like a green superfood or like an organic whey protein, right? And so for us, when we're looking at slowly building up the amount of products that we're offering, you know, we would go to search tools like SEM Rush, and then we would run some tests on Facebook, you know, about just like simple click tests for $100. We'd run a test that's like Dr. Axe's green superfood or a whey protein, you know, run it to the same audience, same creative and everything. And just to start getting some feelers and data coming back to us about what, and we would run that, you know, to our Dr. Axe Facebook audience. What are people clicking on? What are people searching? And we would, you know, kind of let that either reaffirm kind of the direction we're headed so we can kind of move a little bit quicker, or, you know, oftentimes we've pivoted and we've kind of reprioritized what products we're going to launch based on kind of what some of that data is coming back as.
God, that's so awesome. See, most people don't do that. And that's what really makes the difference. Like, you put a smile on my face here and there. Now, because of that, what about your customer insight? How much do you weigh the customer insight? Because I know as us, as in the companies that I own and where I've advised, talking with the customers and actually understanding their language has been essential. Do you guys do the same thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, on the customer side, you know, one of the other things that we've been able to use as a great kind of data input for us is looking at what articles have we written that have the most Facebook shares, you know, so that kind of lets us, and this is back of the napkin, this is not scientific data, but just kind of, you know, prime our gut reaction with some of this data. We will use how many Facebook share, what articles have we put out that have the most Facebook shares. Then we go look at those articles and we're like, okay, what's kind of the common topic here? And one of our articles was about leaky gut. And so that was one of the most shared articles that we had ever put out. And so we looked at it and it was really insightful. It was about 3,000 word article. And, you know, so we looked at the comments, we talked to some of the people that were commenting on Facebook specifically. And we just kind of did a little bit of back and forth, like, what are you guys looking for here? And so we took that article and really expanded on it and turned it into a meal plan and then a training, you know, so we did 4 webinars all around that content. And then we put together a 30-day kind of transformation program all around leaky gut with supplements, foods, herbs, essential oils, kind of the holistic approach to address that condition. And we packaged that as a program and then launched it to our audience. And that was our best program we've ever launched. And then we didn't stop there. So after we launched it, part of what was included with the program is a social group, you know, so you could connect with your peers. And then we took all of the interactions and the feedback that was in that social group and we plugged it right back into the program. We kept making the program better and we plugged that onto the sales page. We made the sales page that more intuitive, you know, to overcome any of the like sticking points or challenges that kind of people were like, yeah, I wasn't going to join the program, but then I saw this thing. And we're like, ah, that thing that's going on the sales page, you know? And so yeah, absolutely. Another tactic that I think I originally heard from Dan Kennedy was, going to Amazon and looking at, you know, a similar book on the topic, but not looking at the 5 stars, not looking at the 1 stars, but looking at like the 2 to 3 star reviews, because those people are a little more thoughtful than just like, nah, didn't show up on time, 1 star, or like 5 star, amazing. You know? Like the more thoughtful 2 or 3 star reviews are like, this was great, but I really would have appreciated X, Y, and Z that the author didn't lay out. And so we take X, Y, and Z, we're like, great, let's address that, right? And so those are great keywords, those are great feedback mechanism. If you don't have an audience to go to just go to Amazon, look at a similar book, and you know, that's some of the greatest sales copy material, you know, I think that exists. It's right there on the reviews.
It's so true. I want our listeners to know that what you just said is the reason why Dr. Axe is going from 11 to 40 and 40 to 100. Because you start out with awesome content and then you find the problem and then you offer a valuable solution. And that valuable solution is information, insight, and products.
Yes.
And I wish that more business people would see it this way. This works across any business out there. And then you continue to iterate and make that product better. I'm just like, what you said is the summary of business school. You take that 5-minute soundbite, listen to that over and over for like the next month, and you'll 10x your business. I mean, seriously, it really is simple like that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If I could get on a soapbox, I mean, that'd be the thing I'd say the most is, Do not get hung up. Don't major in the minors. Don't get hung up on all the complicated things that other people will tout as, you know, keys to their success. Like, keep it simple. Keep it simple. You know, focus on the basics and doing them really, really well. Phil Knight has a quote. What I was talking about earlier on in our call is, the cowards never started. The weak died along the way. That leaves us, right? And so I love that quote because doing kind of some of the stuff we're talking about is it's not a shortcut. And then, you know, the first month you do it, you're not going to see the results you want. And so you're not going to see it on the 6th month or the 7th month, but you keep at it, you'll get there, you know, and it's continuing to show up and do the fundamentals and do them really, really well. I think that's where it's at.
Awesome. You know, the culture you've built there is amazing. I encourage all of our listeners, regardless if you're interested in supplements, just take a look at it. It is a well crafted machine. This is the Rolls Royce. So go and take a look at Dr. Axe. And I want our listeners to also thank you, because what you've said has been super valuable. So how can listeners say thanks to you? Is there a social channel you prefer, email, website? What's best?
Yeah, hit me up on LinkedIn. I don't have a personal social brand that I'm building, but yeah, I love to connect with other entrepreneurs who are looking to grow something or passionate about serving customers really, really well. I love brainstorming, love helping people. So yeah, if I could be of any help, hit me up on LinkedIn. We'll connect, and that's the best place to find me right now.
Okay. Hey, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. I wish we could go hours and hours, but we'll save that for another time.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on. This has been an absolute blast, and yeah, hope it's helpful.
It for sure is. Thanks, Evan.
Awesome. All right, man. See you, Spencer.